It's been a fun show, but on the back burner, it's been one of those days, too.
What do you mean?
There's a link on our website of the Haboob blog, and the Haboob blog is Ja Morant seeing different things.
Ja?
Ja looks at an overhead projector and says, I've heard about it, I don't know what it is.
Twitchy.
He's shown a VCR, and when he looks at a VCR, he says, is that a DVD tape?
Glitchy.
What? And then the kicker is he sees a Walkman and he says, I don't know, some kind of tape deck thing. And so he sees all these things from the 90s since he was born in 99.
Yes.
Has no idea what they are. And then we just talk to Maloney and Bear about who Michael Dukakis is and why the tank picture was important. And now Dave Pasch has just called in to the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Dave, is there as you are in this same realm of age, but now you're hanging out with, you know, 24-year-old NBA players all the time. What shocks you that they don't know about America?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. All I know is you guys are awfully whiny this morning.
What do you mean?
With the Devin Booker stuff, you guys are like, you know, whining.
Well, wait a minute, David.
In other words, you didn't vote for him either, did you?
Come on.
Oh, my goodness,
you
David.
You got to pick six guards. Six.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that as a yes.
Klay Thompson got snubbed.
Yes.
That was the big. I did not have Kyrie Irving on any of my teams. So I agreed with you, Doug, on Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Not on Westbrook, but on Kyrie. I thought Klay really got snubbed. I think it's given how good of a two-way player he is.
Yes.
That was the big one.
Yes.
And you know, don't think that, you know, we all look, these are important decisions for anybody that's on the panel that votes. These are all very important decisions. You guys were talking about that,
yeah,
especially with the money involving the All-NBA. So, I mean, I ask a lot of, before I submit, I ask a lot of people, hey, what do you think of this? You know, give me your thoughts. Who did you pick?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of discussion. So it's not like people are just randomly pinning the tail on the donkey.
No, and that's
why I thought you guys were a little whiny today.
Well, okay, David, that's great. You're whiny every day.
Look, how about that? There. Look at you getting a little scornful.
It's Friday. He knows I'm joking with him. Listen.
You'd be serious on Tuesday.
You know what? You sent me your votes, David. Is it okay if I put this on the website? Is that okay if I post this?
I don't see why not. I mean, they're all going to be released next month or whenever all the I think I just sent you the All-NBA. I didn't send you the MVP or Coach of the Year or any of that, but that's fine. I mean, we've all talked about it.
Yeah, don't release the MVP if you do.
Why did you not put Kyrie on your team?
The biggest thing for me with him was when your team is better without you than they are with you, I have a hard time putting you in the top six guards. And again, you got to pick six. So I had Harden and Curry on the first team.
Yeah.
I had Lillard and Westbrook on the second team, Westbrook averaging a triple double. Mm-hmm. And to me, Russell Westbrook is a guy that is a good teammate. He wants to win. He plays hard. Does Russell have his issues? Yes. But he's still, to me, in the top six. And then I had Klay and Kemba Walker on the 13. Mm.
And I admit, I would have yours. It's not just about Kyrie, but
he does have something to do with it.
Yeah.
Why I didn't put him on there.
And of course, you can't. I do agree with you. It's just dumb to have a ballot that doesn't have the name Klay Thompson on it, because you can tell people are saying, I don't care about defense, as if there's one whole side of the floor that doesn't exist. I actually agree Devin Booker doesn't belong above your six. So I know how hypocritical it is what I'm saying, but when you only get one third place vote, one third team vote, and that's it, it does seem like the tree in the forest that... Does anybody actually think the problems are the Suns are something that Devin Booker should be able to overcome? There's no way he can overcome it. So I do feel like he's off in a forest and nobody sees what he does.
Here is something that a lot of people are saying about Devin Booker. He gets injured a lot. Can he play through some of the injuries that he deals with? And that is going to be huge for the Suns going forward.
Mm-hmm.
He missed 18 games, I think it was, this year. More than that the year before. And I think a lot of people are waiting for him to play 75, 78 games.
That's fair. That's fair. And I think a little of it is, you know, Devin, I don't think you're out of shape, but you keep having, you keep needing to hit the weights even harder and get even stronger. But I also believe once, if Ayton embraces what Ayton can be and a full season of Oubre, and there's other guys that can kind of take some of the contact, of course, if Devin Booker's driving the lane, he's going to get hit. But I think if the team develops, then Booker will get hit less. Am I making that up?
Yeah, no, and I've said this to Wolf and Pauly for years, and we're sitting on the Cardinal chat, charters talking about the Suns. It was a desirable job, very desirable. I mean, Monty Williams, Stan Van Gundy, I mean, these are the names you're talking about that wanted the Suns job that I believe it came down to. And, you know, Monty could have had, you know, other jobs.
Yeah.
But people look at the Suns. And the players, the talent is not the issue. So if Robert Sarver does what he says he's going to do, there are going to be opportunities for Devin Booker to shine and for him to be in the spotlight. They're headed in the right direction if he just allows the people that he's hired to do their jobs.
I so David, agree with you.
Who picks the panel? Who picks the panel?
Meaning the 100 voters?
Of 100 voters. Who does that?
I think the league does.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure how it works. I think it has to be spread out. You know, you can't have like everybody at ESPN. There has to be, you know, certain people at ESPN, TNT, NBA TV, and then also local writers and stuff. So, yeah, I'm not sure how it all works.
But what's so strange about this, and I ask you this philosophically, should the media be determining who gets Supermax contracts? And that's not the media's fault. That's kind of the league.
But again, you got to think about, you know, who do you want voting? So if you have coaches vote or GMs vote or players vote, now you're going to have bias. I mean, you can't I love Terry Stotts. Mm-hmm. Love him. The Blazers coach. And I'm glad Terry got an extension. He and I were talking about this. We had that crazy 4 overtime game in the Denver series. And I was actually talking to him before the game. You know, I told him I'd put Damian on the second team, and he's saying, you know, his argument was he had a better year than Steph Curry, that he played in more games than Steph, and, like, he had a valid point, but he's also biased.
Yeah. Yes.
And, again, I love him, but Damian Lillard is his guy, and so who else is going to vote if it's not national media that really don't have ties to players or teams?
Yeah.
First of all, I think everyone has agendas. Everyone has bias. If you're a human being, I think you're influenced and you have bias. I think everyone does for the most part, but I think guys can stay objective throughout most of it, right?
And having 100 is
having,
a lot.
Having said that, David, the fact that you are going to have your votes published, that to me is accountability. I love the
Absolutely.
Fact they do that.
Yeah. No, and that's, you know, when I was talking to Terry about that, with Lillard, he said, well, look, we're all going to know. We're all going to know who everybody picked. Look, I picked Harden to win MVP. And it was hard. It was a hard decision. And it came down, I think I may have told you guys this when I was on with you last time. It just came down to, I have never seen anybody do what he did this year.
Mm-hmm.
What Giannis has done, we've seen before. It doesn't mean that he didn't have a great year. Just picking between the two, I picked Harden. But remember, it's a regular season vote.
Right.
And that's the other thing. I think people are going to see who we all voted for, and they're going to say, well, what happened in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. But what happened in the playoffs doesn't matter. You're not picking it based on the playoffs. They're released after the finals are over, but people are going to look again through, you're talking about everybody having bias. People are going to say, well, how can you pick so-and-so based on what happened in the playoffs? But these picks were made well before the playoffs.
Yes. I'm so interested in the future of Harden because D'Antoni and Harden have got to change. You just can't sit there and do 1-4 flat the last 5 minutes of every playoff game and be shocked at the same results every year, yet all you have to do to vote for James Harden is say this, Wilt Chamberlain. When you remember that stretch of games where it's him versus Wilt, whenever you get compared to Wilt, you're the MVP, aren't you? I mean, that's it.
Doug, I'm with you. I'd never, and this again, you know, I ask a lot of people, hey, what do you think of this? You know, do you agree, disagree, pros, cons to picking a certain player? Because we want to get these right.
I mean,
there's a lot riding on
this. I totally feel that.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on Harden. It came down to I never seen other than Wilt, right? Which I wasn't alive for.
Yeah, we didn't see him.
It's just incredible.
David,
what he did.
Thank you so much for your time, man. Really appreciate your insight on this as well, my brother. Thank you.
All right, boys. Take care. Have a great weekend.